Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After Albany passed a sweeping overhaul of rent regulations, developers building the next generation of New York housing are saying that there's a price to pay. Mayor de Blasio's program to expand affordable housing is the victim, they say. And they tell Crane's Greg David the math just doesn't work anymore for them.
The details are a little complicated, but it goes something like this. A couple years ago, we revamped the tax break 421A program. We required developers to put more affordable housing in the units, in the projects they built with that tax break. And we also required them to pay higher wages to construction workers in many parts of the city. In return, the deal was that new units, market rate units that exceeded the vacancy decontrol cap would no longer be in the rent regulated system. So that provision has been killed as part of the rent reforms, and developers will now have all their market rate units in the rent regulated system. And Douglas Durst said last week that he is no longer going to build Hallett's Point. He's going to build the one building under construction because it's no longer feasible.
What you're saying is that now with these new rent controls, these previous regulations that we've had designed to encourage affordable housing, the math doesn't work anymore.
That's what the developers say. So what happens is those units come in at whatever the market will bear these days. But after that, the increases are limited to what the Rent Guidelines Board dictates. And frankly, given the de Blasio administration's attitudes, those increases will be below what the market would have. Developers have to do something called a pro forma to get financing for their buildings. And people told both me last week and another Crane's reporter that the pro formas don't work anymore. So it is quite possible that these reforms will really hurt the building of new housing in the city.
Any thought that the rent regulations that were passed in Albany can get a do-over next year, or at least that there might be some tweaking going on to make it a little bit better for the landlord side?
I do think that that people began last week to recognize the problem, and there is some talk out of Albany that they'll fix it. They'd have to introduce the fix today to get it done during this legislative session. We'll have to see, but that's a big issue to watch over the next couple days.
Crane's Greg David on the line. Thank you as always.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.